Here was a today the double parsha, so we'll spend like a half an hour in Matos and half an hour in Masay. Next week, Bez Hashem should have also Komishir at Thursday at 1 o'clock. Is that
Thursday at 11?
Thursday at 11?
No, Thursday at.
At about 1?
1.
Is that good? Also, like for an hour. So, okay, and then we'll take okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Matos, Mikne Rav Hayol of Nei Ruvein V'Lanei God Atzum Me'od. V'Yuris Eretz Yazer V'Yuris Eretz Gilad V'Yinei HaMakom Mekom Mikne. So, apparently Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein had a lot of property in terms of cattle. And they felt that it would be more appropriate for them to live in the Eiver HaYarden. Because the land is good for pasture. And so if you read the Pesukim in Chumash, so you don't necessarily see any critique on them. In other words, Moshe was saying, how can you let it? But once they did their share, right, that they fought, then it seems that everything was okay. Chazal, however, critiqued Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And, well, first there's another pasuk, famous pasuk in Matos, where it says, they said, Gidros tzonev nel mekneinu po varim l'tapeinu, that they mentioned their tzon before their kids. So Chazal in two midrashim critique Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. In the Medrash Rabbah of Beis Zayin, page 5, says, V'chein atal motze b'nei Gad and Bnei Reuven sheyu ashirim v'yom hem nikne gadol v'chibu es momonam v'yoshu lehem chutz me'eretz Yisrael. In other words, they say that they had this connection to monetary gains, more so than the other Shvatim. And therefore, when it came time to the Golos, the first Golos, it says, Vayaglen the Ruveni Vlagadi Vachetse Shevi Menashe. They went into Golos first. So you see that they were punished. Because look, they could have been with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the Holier Land. There was a whole question of what the status of Eiver HaYarden was in terms of its Kedusha, but certainly the other side was Vadei Kodesh, and this side it was questionable what the status is. So they had two Chesronos. They could have been with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and they could have been in the Holier Land, and they gave it up because of their wealth. Because they wanted to make sure that their wealth was accommodated. And therefore they went into Golos before everyone else. That's one Chazal. And then there's another Chazal in the Medrash and Matos on the Pasuk Lev Chacham Limino, the Lev Ksil Lismolo, that Lev Chacham Limino Zemosha, Lev Ksil, they call him Ksil, is Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad. Because they spoke about their tzon before they spoke about their own kids. And then it quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei on page 7, Nachla Bivohelas Barishona Vachriso Lo Savora. That their Nachla was, they were rushed to get the land, and in the end, it didn't work. So here, in these two Chazals, they clearly were critiquing Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven more so than you would have seen in the Chumash itself. It's interesting, the Abarbanel, in his Perush on the Torah, discusses the Smichas HaParshas. In Parshas So the story of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven is brought right after the Milchemes Midyan. He says, why is that? So he says on page 8, because probably that's where they got their mikneh from. They got it from the booty from Midyan. Plus, they probably bought stuff as well. But that interaction with Midyan made them rich. It made them have a lot of tzon. Then he writes on the fourth line from where the arrow is, which is interesting, because you always get the impression that it was only Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that had the wealth. He says, "Ulai hayusham shvatim acherim." It could be that there were other tribes that also had the wealth, the same wealth. But the other tribes weren't as connected to their wealth as Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were. That's what Barbanel suggests. But that was the chisaron. I mean, there's a lot of good things you can say about Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, but we're focusing on these chazals that are critiquing them. And this is the famous pasuk in Koheles. Ov kesef lo yisbo kesef. That somebody who has rich, you would think the rich would be satisfied. No, the rich want more. It's always like that. The rich want to invest, maybe not always such good investments, but the rich want to be richer. They want ov kesef lo yisbo kesef. I'm not saying about Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, but Chazal is saying there was a certain measure of dibuk to their mammon, and that's the famous Chazal in the Medrash in Koheles. Amar Rav Yudin b'shem Rav Aivo, ein adam yotzei min ha'olam mechatzit havaso biyado. Person doesn't leave this world with even half of what he wants in terms of gashmius. Islay me'ah by lemeved yason tarti. Love him. If he has 100, he wants 200. If he has 200, he wants 400. So this is called the lack of the midah of Yimisamech Bechelko, the lack of the midah of Histapkus. And the Sefer Avas Shalom, that's on page 16, that's from Menachem Mendel of Kosov. He says a word. It's famous from the Kli Yakar. I have it in my sefer in Vayishlach. You know, the famous word from the Kli Yakar is the pasuk by Esav says Yesh Li Rav on page 13, and the pasuk by Yaakov says Yesh Li Kol. So what's the word? So the Kli Yakar writes on page 15. It's not that Yaakov necessarily had more, but whatever Yaakov had, he was mistapik b'muat. He was misamech b'chalko. So for him, it's yesh li kol. And by Esav, even though he might have had more than Yaakov had, but he only says yesh li rav. I have a lot, but not everything. So the Sefer Avos Shalom points out al derech hadrush that mikne rav means that they had that midah of, not to compare Chas v'Shalom, but that need of like Esav, of Rav, of Yeshli Rav. And that was that lack of Histapkus. Because Be'etzem, maybe they could have given up their Mammon or given it to someplace else. They could have managed if they really wanted to, but they were so dovuk to it that it wasn't Shaykh. And they were willing to forego the milas of living in Eretz Yisrael and the milas of living with the rest of Klal Yisrael for this midah of Yesh Li Rav, of Dabi Mustabek Muad. Oh. So the Haflah says that this midah is a normal thing. Whereas the midah of, it's not a rishus, Chas v'Shalom. That's the norm. The norm is to want more. That's the Teva Adam. The Teva Adam is Yesh lo mana rotzei masayim. You need a special, let's see, the Haflah says, a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to temper that ratzon, because the norm is to want more. And only if you zocha to the special bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of to be mistapik b'muat, will you not have that teva. So the shalos, the pranim yofos, the haflo says, that's pshat in the pasuk we say, poseh es yadecha umasbi lechol chai rotzom. What does that pasuk mean? So we say it all the time. So the Chassam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe, the Haflo, on page 19. He says, "Masbiya chol haaretz peirush mori b'haflo HaKadosh Baruch Hu masbiya v'chol tzadik hanikra chai masbiya rotzon v'stapkus." In other words, rotzon means, like, as we say, svar rotzon, ani svar rotzon. I'm satisfied. Masbiya l'chol chai rotzon means he gives the tzadikim the mida of being satisfied with what they have. And that's what it means. Posech siddach. Hashem gives you. He gives you gashmius, but also he gives you that midah of ratzon, of svar ratzon, of being satisfied. So Memeila says the Chasam Sofer, the pasuk in Baloscha on page 18 says asafsu v'sher bikir bo'us avu tava. They had a tava. So he explains who's the asafsu is the Erev Rav. So the Erev Rav is not part of this bracha. They didn't get this bracha from Hashem. So this Avu Tava, that's the norm. That's the norm. And that's what they had. They had the norm. And that's Pshat, the Chasam Sofer says, in the Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Birkas Hashem hisashir velo yosif etzev ima. That Hashem, a bracha from Hashem, will give you osher and you won't have sadness. So the Ksav Sofer says like this. If a person, there are two ways of getting a bracha. One is, if you're not really zocha, you get it based on mazolos. Obviously everything is ultimately from Hashem, but it's not as direct. Then Birkas Hashem means you get it directly from Hashem. So what's the difference? L'may nafkamina, I get my $1,000 either way. No, he says if it's Birkas Hashem, you see, normally whenever you get something, whenever you get a bracha, you get wealth, or whatever you get, so there's always a feeling that of unsettledness. You're not settled, you want more, it's not good enough, you're not happy. So, but a Birkas Hashem comes a double bracha. That you get the gashmius, but you also get the menuchas hanefesh, and lo yosif etzev ima, and that's pshat, says the Ksav Sofer here on page 21. In if you're on that darga, if you're not on that darga, it won't be a directly from Hashem, and then you'll get something, but you'll get a nice car, but you won't be happy. You'll think you need more. You won't be satisfied, etc. But if you believe in your zocha that it's a birkas Hashem, then what? Then the bracha is going to be double. It's going to be tashir, he's going to get the wealth, and also he's going to have menuchas hanefesh of lo yosif etzev ima. And the Panim Yafo says that's pshat in Birkas Kohanim. He says, what's pshat? Yoyer Hashem panav eilech of yichuneka. So yichuneka, Rashi says, yitei luchachein. So the Panim Yafos, the Haflo, gives another pshat in Yichuneka. On page here, page 24. Yichuneka, Loshon Chanaya, last three lines. Where it's settled, inner settlement. Sometimes you have something, but you're not settled. You're not happy with it. You have turbulence inside. It's not settling. So Yichuneka means, after Hashem will give you the Nechosim, he'll give you something, you'll have Chanaya, you'll feel settled. And that, says the Panim Yafos, is also the bracha of Naftali. Naftali Omar, Naftali Svar Ratzon, Umole Birkas Hashem. And that's the bracha of Histapkus, of being happy with what you have. And the Chasam Sofer adds, did I put it in the packet here? No, I didn't put it in the packet. Chasam Sofer says, that the bracha of shalom, yaseh mecha shalom, in Birkas Kohanim is also the same idea, that you'll have inner peace. You'll have inner peace. There's a famous chazal that you're all familiar with. And that is the Gemara Tainus, Sandak Tes, Aser to Aser, Aser Bishvil Tshetis Asher. Right, if you give Meiser, you'll be rich. This was, what's his name, the president from Karen Biavna? Mr. Hochstein, at every dinner, he would always make an hour speech about Aser Bishvil Tshetis Asher. If you give tzedakah, you'll get rich. I guess it worked for him, so he wanted to share the idea with others. So the Mori Naim of Chernobyl says, but we see that it doesn't always work. On the sixth line, Od Ashan Roim Kamash and Nosnim Maisev Einam is Ashrim Befoil. You know, not everyone gets rich when they give tzedakah. So what's the pshat? So we know richness, you know, means a lot of different things. You know, there's a famous, I don't know where it comes from. Asher is Rashi Tevis, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. They have good eyes, good teeth, good hands, good feet. You know, you're healthy. That's Asher. Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. And then there's a word they say from the stipler. We know that the Rama writes in Hilchos Mila that in every immediate family, if you have more than one son, you don't give the kibbut of Sandakos to the same person. So you gave the Sandakos to one person, for the next son you give it to someone else. Because Sandakos is like being Maktir Ktoris. And Chazal say, when you Maktir the Ktoris, you get Ashiras. So we want to, like Rav Shechter said, we want to spread the wealth. You don't want to have one person getting all the wealth, so we split up the Sandakos. So they once asked the stipler, you're a sandik at so many brisin, and we don't see that you have, you know, you're now living in wealth. So what's the pshat? So he said, no, my ashiris is that the yeshiva bachrim use my svarim. That's my ashiris. So ashiris can mean different things. You know, it doesn't have to mean so. So the Mori Naim says, very poshut, based on what we're discussing, that it doesn't necessarily mean maybe, you know, like Mr. Hachtin said, you know, at the Karen Biavna dinners, get stuck and get rich. So that maybe for some people that happened. But for other people, maybe what it means is that, like this, once you give tzedakah, so you see you don't need every penny that you have. You learn to be Misamech Bechelko, you learn the Midas Haistapkus, which in Mela is going to give you Simcha B'Seizel Asher HaMisamech Bechelko, and that's the Ashiris, that you margil yourself in the Midah of being Misamech Bechelko. And that's the Ashiris here. Rav Moshe Shapiro showed me the Rav Schwab in Mayim Beis HaShoeva and Parshas Re'eh says the similar idea as well. Now the rest of this packet, Rabosai, I'm planning to make a whole new packet, maybe for the 9 days or something, on being Misava Lagula. As I was writing this up, and then the whole Masseh part, because there's going to be a separate share in Masseh, which is going to have in 2 minutes, and I wanted to discuss, is based on which I'm going to develop in a full shiur on its own right. I heard it one of the summers I was in Boston from the late Dr. Isidore Tversky. He said over the idea that histakus is a good midah when it comes to the Tisha B'Av in the 3 weeks, so then it's not a good midah, meaning we could say, we're fine, we don't need a Beis HaMikdash, we're doing okay, we're fine, and that's what's ma'akev the gula, if you have that attitude. So normally the whole year, Histapkus, it's good to say Misamech Bechelko, it's good to say I'm happy with what I have, but this tkufa is the tkufa where we have to say, no, we're not happy, we want the Beis HaMikdash, we're not satisfied with our present condition. But I decided that that requires its own, so I'm going to develop that and make an own packet just on that, hopefully sometime in our shiurim here that we'll have during the summer on these inyanim, we can do it. So I'll leave out the rest of the packet, and now we'll go to the present packet on Maaseh.